Welcome to Mastering Kingdom Administration with Paul Manwaring.
Hi, I'm Paul Manwaring, and welcome to week two of Mastering Kingdom Administration. And this week, I'm going to be talking about Mastering Kingdom Administration. Obviously, that's the overall title, but I wanted one week that was dedicated to this subject, the subject of mastering something. I think that one of the great challenges that a lot of people have who are involved in some of the day-to-day practical detail work often associated with administration is that it's something that they'll pass through. They'll somehow stop doing that, and that there'll be this other role, this other world that they'll get involved in, and that somehow that which they do day by day doesn't have the great value. But I want to really share with you my belief that it really is the absolute apprenticeship for all things to come in the future. And so I coined this phrase, obviously, Mastering Kingdom Administration. People get a master's in business administration. And so my view, you've already got it from me by now, I'm sure, is that if there's a master's in business administration, there should be a master's in kingdom administration. Well, I'm not quite there yet on the actual qualification, but as far as teaching, I really do believe I have something to say. And I break this title down into these three words, mastering. This fascinating word, actually, because a master is also the title given to a young man. So when I was younger, I would have letters sent to me, you know, those old days when people actually wrote letters and put stamps on them that it was sent to and addressed to Master Paul Manwaring. And yet a master of something is considered somebody who is leading in their field. And it's this beautiful tension, I think, that is painted by this one word, because the truth is that the real masters never master it. The real masters always keep on wanting to learn and wanting to grow and wanting to develop. And one of the things that I do believe that administrators can bring to an organization is the sense of a learning organization, of creating an environment where people are always encouraged to learn and to grow and to develop, and the absolute belief that there is always more to discover. And of course, that more, that's part of being a son, and I'll talk about that a lot more through the program, but it really is an absolute key. And the truth is, for any of us to learn, we have to position ourselves as sons, as daughters, as masters, if you like, as young men, in order to master something. And of course, you know, the picture's very clear. It's the picture of the apprentice. The apprentice sits at the feet of the master craftsman and learns the skill, and they learn that skill because out of humility they position themselves to learn. And I believe that that's what we get to do in this program, is to position ourselves to learn, to master something, to have this desire to continue to grow. And I really want to encourage every one of you that which you're doing today, he doesn't waste a thing. One of my catchphrases is, he wastes nothing, he gets you ready. And when I look back, I can see the places where he's prepared me, where he's helped me to get ready. So don't view what you're doing as something that you'll pass through and you'll forget it. View it as the apprenticeship. And of course, then kingdom. Kingdom, this massive word. I love the way that one of our leaders says, he says, look, it's as simple as this, that not all of the kingdom is in the church, but all of the church is in the kingdom. And we've moved this awareness of kingdom. It's not just about the church. Yes, the church is a part of it, but it's about kingdom. Jesus, of course, used this phrase all the time, that the kingdom is at hand. And one of my favorite prophecies from the Bible, Habakkuk 2:14, the earth will be filled, not the church, the earth, the whole earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. And this is his kingdom. This whole world, this whole universe is his kingdom. It's his territory. It's the territory of the king. And so we have limited ourselves, I believe, by just thinking more in terms of church or ecclesiastical issues. And so I want to really encourage every one of you, and you know this by now, even in this second week, that my heart is for every sphere of influence. It is that the whole earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. And as I said in my book, What on Earth is Glory? The definition you place on glory will determine where you expect to encounter it. And it really applies to me the same same with kingdom. Your definition of kingdom, well, it will determine where you expect, as it were, to see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords show up. And then administration, well, I'm going to unpack this in lots of different ways. But this, again, it's a huge word. I see it interchanged, and I love to interchange it. And you'll find me saying this throughout the program. I'll sometimes talk about the gift of government. Sometimes I'll talk about the gift of administration. I believe they are interchangeable because it's about the kingdom. It's about the government of the kingdom. It's about the administration of the kingdom. Sometimes I'll veer towards saying that government is a little bit more to do with leadership and that administration is a little bit more to do with management, that we lead through people and that we manage through systems and structures. But even then, that definition, I wouldn't want it to become too rigid. So here we are in this week two, looking at mastering kingdom administration. And from last week, you'll have really started to develop some thoughts and some beliefs inside of yourselves that you can see that this is a first-class calling. And once you get hold of that, I believe that your desire to master this will increase week by week, and that more you're able to position yourself as a learner, as a son, as a daughter, as the apprentice, and sit, as it were, at the feet of the masters, the more you will grow. And the more you see kingdom, the more you dream and believe for kingdom. As you look around, you know, every example Jesus gave us when he said, the kingdom is at hand. He was looking around. He wasn't sitting in church or a synagogue when he said it. He was looking around. He was saying, the kingdom is at hand. And the kingdom, it really is at hand. Just look everywhere in your day-to-day life and you will see the kingdom. You'll see the marks of the kingdom, and you will see the opportunities for us to step in. And yes, administration, for many of you, it might have been almost a curse, something that hung over you, something that you were trying to shake off. But if you can combine it with mastering and kingdom, then I do believe that you will begin to embrace a gift, a resource, a ministry that this world needs at this time, right here, right now. So I hope that you'll enjoy reading the chapter this week and working through the worksheet. I believe, again, it's going to be a week of transformation where you really do begin to see the role that you have, the gift that you have, and the contribution that you get to make in this world in which we are privileged to be living at this very time.